This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. In Iowa, two longtime members of the House of Representatives are waging a nasty re-election battle that will leave one of them out of a job come January. Both had their districts redrawn into one new district after Iowa lost a seat through reapportionment. NPR's David Wellner reports on this rare incumbent face-off.
Iowa's new 3rd congressional district stretches from populist Democratic-leaning Des Moines to conservative rural counties bordering Missouri and Nebraska, which may be why both congressmen vying to represent it are playing up their rural roots. 78-year-old Leonard Boswell is an 8th-term Democrat.
I was born in a tenant farmhouse. That's where I come from.
Boswell is earthy and snowy-haired. His 64-year-old opponent is Republican Tom Latham. He wears tasseled loafers and has the air of a business executive. Yet after 9 terms in Congress, Latham still touts his ties to his family's seed company.
I'm a farmer, small business person, someone who's actually had, signed the front side of a paycheck and tried to grow a business.
Latham is close to House Speaker John Boehner, but he's also a GOP moderate. And while Boswell embraces President Obama, he's voted at times with Republicans. Des Moines Register political columnist Kathy Obradovich moderated 2 of their recent debates.
They're not very theatrical or entertaining or dynamic. The debates have been kind of boring.
The same cannot be said for this race's barrage of nasty ads. Outside groups sponsor many that favor Latham. Here's one from Crossroads GPS, painting Leonard Boswell as a heartless congressional big spender.
Almost 300,000 to Texas to study weather on Venus. While here in Iowa, over 32,000 have lost their jobs. Boswell should have been helping Iowa. It's time for Leonard Boswell to lose his job.
Drake University political scientist Dennis Goldford says, considering who's running, this race has been remarkably unedifying.
There are 2 relative heavyweights in Iowa politics. They've both been in Congress for a long time, and they're really the first significant opposition that either one has had in all the time that they've been in the House.
Boswell says he was left with no other option than to go negative on Latham as well.
I've always had positive ads in my campaigns, every campaign, everyone's had, and this one may have yet. But taking those kind of hits, you got to respond. And I am one of those that if I have to fight back, I will.
One of Boswell's ads faults Latham for touting his vote against the 2008 bank bailout, even though a bank owned by Latham's family received more than $2 million in bailout funds, which have yet to be repaid.
It's true. Latham and his family bank cashed in your tax dollars. What's worse, cashing in your tax dollars from the bailout or Tom Latham's hypocrisy?
Latham says Boswell's become desperate.
The only personal attacks have come from Congressman Boswell attacking me because he knows that if his record is exposed in this district, he can't win.
Drake University's Goldford says this race is about more than 2 incumbents. Democrats want to regain control of the House. To do that, they'll need to win at least 25 seats held by Republicans, and likely even more.
Most people think it's not very likely that the Democrats will retake the control of the U.S. House of Representatives, but every particular seat matters.
And Des Moines Democrat Joe Flynn fears Boswell's seat could be in danger.
It'll certainly be more difficult, probably the most difficult election that he's had, but I'm hoping that he can still carry those districts. But I know that some more conservative areas, I think, have moved in, so it will be tough.
In the end, says the Des Moines Register's Obradovich, the fate of both congressmen is tied to the coattails of those topping their tickets.
I would be very surprised if Romney won and Tom Latham lost, or Obama won and Leonard Boswell lost.
Still, Latham has 5 times more money than Boswell left to spend, most likely on more ads. David Wellner, NPR News, Des Moines.